You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, firstly, I spoke to Freya, Amani, and Lazy Susan, who are two of the four finalists heading into the final episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4. I have to be honest here, this interview was really funny, because we had allocated like 10 minutes each with each queen during the interview process, and it was like a Zoom interview. So I was like, 10 minute block here, 10 minute block here, 10 minute block here, 10 minute block here. And one of the queens entered this Zoom chat early, so it kind of turned into an accidental dual Zoom interview. But you know what? That makes it all the better. So firstly, congratulations. Very, very awesome. I want to hear about your individual experiences heading forward into the finale.
Oh my Lord. What a huge question. Terrifying. I, for one, was extremely exhausted by this point in shooting. And I think we were all just like, if I eat any more Uber Eats in Auckland, I'm going to die. So that was the feeling I had going in, but it was very exciting to have made it.
And what about you, Freya?
I was very happy to have just make it as far. Like, that was kind of my goal, to get to the finale. So I was just excited to not only be there, but like be part of like an iconic finale for the franchise. So yeah, I felt really good. It was also terrifying as well, but yeah, it was really fun.
Fair enough. And Freya, just keeping on track with you a little bit here, a lot of people see you as a sort of dark horse through the season. Is this something you would agree with as well?
Dark? yeah, I guess so. I guess because I've mainly performed in just my so I think I think a lot of people like didn't know what to expect, I guess. So it was really cool to I guess exceed their expectations, and yeah, it was really cool for people to see what I can do.
Fair enough. And now, challenges. Do you guys have a sort of challenge that you found the most difficult out of all the challenges, or even like a favorite challenge? I'm asking some very broad questions here. I do apologize, but want to know what's going on.
I think the sewing challenge was the most grueling physical experience. Like, it was a really, really late night, and you really, like, you didn't have enough time to throw everything together. So you were watching like Mandy be like this incredible wunderkind of sewing, and you're like, I'm just trying to get a needle through the pleather. So that was the most where I went back to my hotel room and I was just like, I don't know if I'm in the right place.
It does seem very like that, like as a viewer at least, and someone who does not do drag or as a seamstress or anything like that, it does seem like the gnarliest challenge by far. And like those challenges in that show, you have to be like absolutely everything. You have to be like funny, you have to be a seamstress, you have to know how to act, dance. That one seems particularly gnarly. What was your experience with that, Freya?
I don't know what you guys mean. I loved the sewing challenge. My favorite one. No, yeah, I would say sewing as well. That was like really, I don't know. You obviously expect it going to Drag Race, but like actually having to do it, it's like kind of crazy. Like the time constraints, the resource constraints, like there's really no time for you to be like, oh, actually I'm gonna like change my idea. I mean, like you can, but like for someone like me who's made one dress my whole life, I mean, now I've made two.
Two.
Yes, I've made two gowns now.
Love that.
Yeah, I would say the sewing was like the, not my least favorite, but like the most challenging of them all. The one I had the least fun on, for sure.
Looking forward now, what have you taken forward from your experiences on this season?
Nothing. I think the main thing is the cast. I mean, to keep going back to that, I think in the time since the show, we've all stayed pretty close and we've all like spent a lot of time chit-chatting and talking in the group chat. And I think it's just been really nice to know that, like, you know, if I ever go to Brisbane, I can drop in on, you know, the two gorgy Brizzy gals. And, like, kind of that sort of feeling where, you know, now wherever you go down under, there is going to be someone there that is, like, a familiar, fabulous face. And I think we all had this kind of trauma bond experience through it.
And what about you, Freya?
No, I would agree. I think the connection we all made so quickly and so intensely was something that I'll, like, cherish forever. Yeah, we all are still like pretty close, and like Lazy said, it's really nice to know that like no matter where we go, we will always have a sister around for us. Also, I think just as a whole, like the experience was such a unique, and I think I said it on the show maybe like last episode or the week before, like it's something you only experience for the first time once. So it was eye opening. It was like, I know a lot of people say like, you don't go to Drag Race to like learn anything. But I think in everyday life, we are always learning stuff. So I think that's a weird comment, because I think I learned a lot about not just like other like types and forms of drag, but also like a lot about myself and like the way I react to things, or the way I think about things, and the way like my brain works versus like someone like Lazy, just things like that. It's really like interesting. I have a kind of brain, like I like to inquire about things. I have a very curious mind, I guess you could say. So like, yeah, those two things are definitely like the things I'll take away.
That was the lovely Freya Armani and Lazy Susan, which are a part of the final finale of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 4, Down Under Season 4. That's the one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.